So hey guys, GWA Backstage. This is Jay Wild. Wanted to kind of do a little ramble because I am on my way back from judging a barbecue contest. I won't say where. It's in the U.S. But I drive out a couple times a summer, and I am an actual KCBS, which is Kansas City Barbecue Society certified barbecue judge. Bet you would have never guessed, right? That I like the meat? Okay, you might have guessed that. So, for those of you who don't know, barbecue is definitely done differently across the U.S. You have your Kansas City barbecue, which is usually done with sauce and smokers and whatnot. You have Carolina barbecue, which is a vinegar-based barbecue. Usually you cook the whole pig and whatnot. And then you have Texas barbecue, which is done a little differently, but still smoked. So there's different styles depending on where you are. I am actually KC certified, so most of the stuff that I judge is Kansas City style. Not that I'm in Kansas City, for those of you trying to find me. Don't look, I'm not in Kansas City. So you go and you take a class for like $100. KCBS.com, I think, is the website. Go look it up. You can take a class for like $95. You pay like to have a membership. And literally you go to these places and you get to eat barbecue for free. And this is not just, you know, your mom and pop shack rib barbecue. This is competition quality barbecue. And I say that because if you've never had like a catered barbecue or competition level, you probably have no idea what you're missing. Like, this is a party in your mouth. I kid you not. Like, from start to finish, fantastic. And they do four categories for the most part when you do these contests. You get chicken, which can be anything from pulled chicken to chicken thighs to chicken breast to chicken legs, sauce to not sauce to dry rub. I could go on and on. All smoked. It's all smoked meat. So you get chicken. You get ribs, which, oh, like everybody's like, oh, fall off the bone ribs. No. That's not what you want from a rib. You do not want it turned to mush where it just falls right off the bone. You want it to come away from the bone easily. You want it to be chewed without much effort, but still have a texture to it. I'm a barbecue snob. I really am. And there's a whole society of us. And it's just amazing to taste these things. And like, it's just, oh. And then the next thing that you end up with, they usually have four. The third one is pork. Now, pork can be anything from pulled pork to pork medallions to pieces of pork to, it's just pork of all flavors. So, and oh, the pork category is always so good. Oh my gosh, love pork. Last one is brisket. Beef brisket is the hardest thing. If you have ever tried to smoke a brisket, brisket is just so easily dried out. It's so tough to get brisket right. And like be out somewhere and order a brisket sandwich or something and get it right, it's like almost impossible. We have one restaurant near us that, and I won't name it because then you'll be able to find me, that does brisket right. They do brisket and perfectly. But I will say, part of the brisket round, my favorite part of the brisket round, has got to be burnt ends. Now, if you do not know what burnt ends are, you need to go find a barbecue place that does burnt ends and does them well and try these things. They are little bites of meat heaven. I used to think bacon was meat candy. Burnt ends are meat candy. Oh my gosh, you have to try burnt ends. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So they take the brisket and they put it through the smoker. And then they cut the ends off of it and they put those back through the smoker again. And it like caramelizes them and makes them soft into this like burst of explosion of flavor in your mouth. And it's just, it's great. You have to try burnt ends. If you like beef at all and you like barbecue, you like candy, next best thing to burnt ends would be candied pork belly. But yes, It's a party, a meat party in your mouth that does not include cock. It's pretty awesome. So we'll say, I love doing this. This is like one of my favorite things that I look forward to about the summer. And I don't have many things I look forward to about summer. This, I look forward to about summer. Judging barbecue is just amazing. It's great. I highly recommend it to anyone who likes barbecue. Look into it. There's probably a class in your area at some point in the year. Do it. Travel. Meet awesome people and eat fantastic food. Sometimes they even have a dessert category or an anything but. So they like basically sides. You get macaroni and cheeses and all kinds of, it's just, you basically go and they worship you because you're a judge and you rate them on food that you would eat anyway. Oh, just amazing. So that was my Saturday today, and I thought I might share it with you in hopes that I spur more people into becoming barbecue judges, because it is an amazing hobby to have. It's fantastic, and you get paid in barbecue. So what you don't take, what you don't eat on your plate, because you get like 6 ribs and 6 pieces of chicken, and you're not eating all of this. You're taking a couple bites, you're judging it, you're moving on. You get to put it in a bag and a cooler and take it home and eat it later. So it like feeds you for like a day or two. It's just, do it. KCBS.com if you're in the middle of America. I'm sure they have other places that do barbecue judging. I know they do KCBS contests all over the states. So for you European folks, I apologize, but barbecue is ours. So I know, Korean barbecue. Yes, Korean barbecue is good. This is American barbecue. This is the one thing we do and do right. Okay, we do other things right. But you know what I mean. So that is my barbecue See, this is why live does not work well. That is my barbecue ramble for today. And I hope that you enjoyed and it made you want to go out and try burnt ends or eat some ribs or, I guess, made the vegetarians vomit. One of the two. I don't know. Anyway, have a great Saturday, guys. And I will talk to you guys later.